Turning to the KRDO Newsline right now, we're joined by Andy Field, ABC News correspondent in Washington, D.C. And Andy, the White House held a COVID briefing today. Some very interesting numbers and announcements coming out of that. Tell us what the White House is saying.
Well, the most impressive is that over the weekend, they reached a high of 4 million people receiving a COVID vaccine in one day. That's a lot of people in one day to get vaccinated, which is good news in terms of getting everyone vaccinated here. They're averaging about 3.1 million a day, and nearly one in every four adults is now fully vaccinated, which sounds good, but it's only 25% of the entire population, which means 75% of us still don't have the vaccine. And that's worrisome for the folks at the CDC and the folks in the COVID task force who say that all these new variants are coming out, and it's a bit like trying to race a train to the place where your car crosses the railroad tracks. You want to get over those railroad tracks before the train hits you. And that train is the new COVID variant. So that's why we're seeing a push in almost every department, even the State Department. The Secretary of State was out there today urging people to get the vaccine, saying that we cannot get back to normal until not only every American is vaccinated, but a vast majority of the people around the world, so we can get back to regular commerce and traveling and doing things with other countries like we used to.
Well, and among those who are maybe resistant to the advice of getting a vaccine, what's to worry about these variants? Because I thought the vaccine was effective in the variants that have been, I guess, identified so far.
It's effective in the people who've received it so far. The problem is that people are getting these variants and they haven't had the vaccine, and it appears not to be affecting older people because a vast majority of the older folks have already gotten the vaccine, but it is affecting a lot of the younger people in their 20s and in their teens in a way that it seems the basically vanilla version of COVID did not affect them. Some of them are getting sicker. Some of them are getting into the hospital. And we haven't seen that before. And that's happening with these variants, and it's happening with younger people. So that is where their concern is, that this new wave that they're fearing isn't going to happen in older Americans, but in younger Americans, and in affecting them in a way that hadn't affected them before. One of the encouraging things is that I think it was Pfizer that did a study of people. I'm pretty sure, now you forgive me, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think it was from 12 to 16 or maybe a little bit younger.
I think it was younger, yeah.
It was just as effective in younger folks than it was for people over 16. They are going to apply for the emergency authorization from the FDA, and if they get it soon, you could start seeing younger folks getting that vaccine in time to go back to school in the fall if they haven't already, but certainly to help prevent them from getting these variants.
Right. I was watching the younger kids because here in Colorado, we just expanded it to 16. So, that was on Friday. And so that's a big move. Of course, it's only Pfizer's vaccine that is approved for kids in that age. The other vaccines, I think you have to be 18 in order to get them. But and here in Colorado, FEMA, at that same news conference, I believe, announced that one of the nationwide mass vaccine sites that the feds are taking on is going to be here in Pueblo, Colorado.
Yeah, they're increasing that. And speaking of children, Moderna is doing a study for even younger kids all the way down to, I think, 6 months of age. So all of these studies, just take some time. They will not take as much time as the original studies because they already know it works. They just want to make sure that it's not dangerous for children. And once they can determine that, we can have a bigger, broader base of people vaccinated and get back to normal.
And in the meantime, though, some states which are already getting back to normal, I'm thinking of Texas and that Rangers game, seeing those fans packed in there, I don't know, it's going to give some people a sense of unease. I was going to say the heebie-jeebies, but the sense of unease to see that.
I think that is the technical term, heebie-jeebies, right. It's distressing because we've gone so far and done so well in terms of keeping people distance, and the pandemic didn't magically disappear. So if you're not vaccinated and you have the virus, you're asymptomatic, you can indeed spread it to others, and the risk hasn't disappeared.
Right, right. And in the meantime, you and your loved ones don't want to be the last ones to have a death in the family from COVID-19 because of mutants and a lack of social distancing, et cetera, and a lack of vaccination.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for that insight. Andy Field, ABC News correspondent reporting out of Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.